wonderful just to be here. For this is another day the Lord has made. We should be rejoicing and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. Because he could have taken us out of here. Praise God. But he allowed us to be here one more Sunday. We're thankful for that opportunity. Praise God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And to all of the preachers in the house and all the deacons and mothers in the house. Praise God. And all the members in the house. And all the friends in the house. We praise God for everybody. Hallelujah. So giving God thanks for all that he is and continue to be in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. The world in chaos, but I come to bring you some good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Seems like people just started killing everybody. They're killing every day anyway, but you know, they're doing mass killing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And doesn't look like we're going to be around too much longer. Praise God. The way things are going, look like scripture in Timothy is being fulfilled. And fulfilled just before our very eyes. But we're grateful to God for this being our Men Day. Praise God. And that we come to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. On this first Sunday in June. Praise God. Hallelujah. Year almost half gone. Praise God. And moving right along. Praise God. So we need to get busy and do what we need to do. Because time is not waiting around. Hallelujah. Praise God. From the book of Job, first chapter. Hallelujah. Book of Job, the first chapter. Verse 1. Thank you, God, for this hour. Thank you for the service. Thank you now for your word that we're going to be experienced with as you speak to me by way of your Holy Spirit. Let your anointings fall on us in the name of Jesus, that we'll be receptive to all you have to say to us today, God. And apply in our lives and go out and be witness to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do we have it? Praise God. Book of Job, chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that fear God and eschew evil. Praise God. Tell somebody you can be like Job. Okay. Can be like Job. Hallelujah. This is Old Testament scripture and an account of a man that God can depend on. And that's what we're talking about. You can be like Job, be so that God can count on you. There was a song that was very popular one time, that we can deal with talking about how God can depend on you, and you ask him the question in the song, if you need somebody, send me. Okay. Can God count on you when he needs you to move? Will you move? And I'm not talking about packing up your stuff and moving, but I'm talking about you moving in the spirit, moving to witness, moving to be and bring joy and hopefulness and just be elated in the Lord with your heads up high. Although everything is falling down around you, that you can keep your head up high and continue to praise and worship our God. God counted on Job. He was somebody that God could brag about. Okay, do you have anybody you can brag about? Do you have anybody that, and not necessary for yourself to look around to find anybody, but look at yourself. Can you brag on yourself that you will stand and stand for God? For God we live, for God we die. This man, the word said he lived in the land of Uz. And he was a man that God said his name was Job. Ask somebody, do God know who you are? He said his name was Job. So God knows you by name. You're not a statistic. You're not just a number. But you are somebody. You are somebody that can do some work for the Lord. He knows who he's calling, and he will work it out through you if you just go. God needed somebody before. He needed Moses to go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. But Moses didn't want to go. Moses said, I can't go before Pharaoh. Who am I? Even though he grew up in the same house with him. Okay, here he didn't think he was capable of going before Pharaoh because he had an impediment of a tongue. He couldn't speak words plainly. And he used that excuse, but God also allowed him to use someone else to do it, but he still needed Moses to go. I tell you, Moses, what to say, you tell Aaron, and Aaron will tell Pharaoh. So one man could have done it. But in this case, two had to be used. Here, Job, the God said he was a perfect man. He was upright. In other words, he did what he's supposed to do. He was doing nothing that was underhanded. He was righteous. He was one that feared God. Do you fear the Lord? Job wanted to be doing the right thing because he feared what God said. And he avoided evil. Most of the time we find ourselves running towards evil. But Job avoided evil things. And there was, he said, there was born unto Job 7 sons, 3 daughters. And the sustenance of his house was great. Job had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses. He had all of that, meaning he had to have a vast amount of land to handle them. Think of all the food all those animals could eat. And Job had all this. The word said he had a great household. And he was the greatest of all men on the east. Yeah, God describing how Job was faring, and Job giving all the credit to God. He said his sons had a feast at each of their houses. Each had a day. 7 days, 7 sons. This must mean that they were partying every day. They were having a good time every day because each one had a day. They went to one another's house and they invited the sisters to go and come feast with them. And Job was praying for him because he feared in his heart that maybe his sons have committed some sin. They may have sinned against God and cursed them in his heart because of them know how you're having your parties. And I'm sure they were drinking wine. And wine goes to some of our heads and cause us to say things that we ought not be saying. Sometimes we get drunk with wine, not physical wine, but we get drunk with wine. And we get all out of our head and we say things we ought not say. That wine that we're getting drunk on is the thing that the devil feeds into our mind. And we act on what he says because it seems good to you at the time. But after we say it, then you get sorrow, knowing that you've done wrong, and then we get too proud to admit that we've done too wrong. But we got to be like Job. Stay low and humble. And I said there was a day when the sons of God came and present themselves to the Lord. And the devil came also. The sons of God came to worship. They came to give God some glory and praise. They come to honor the Lord, but the devil showed up. He come when you come. You thought you left him home. You thought you left him at Sis Sally's house. But everywhere you go, guess what? The devil goes too. We carry him around. We ride him from house to house and place to place and store to store, thinking that I'm all by myself. But you got to be aware that the devil is always knocking at your door. Okay, waiting to get an opportunity to see and to destroy. So the devil showed up also. And the Lord said unto the devil, Satan, where are you coming from? The devil said, from going to and fro, up and down the earth, and from walking up and down in the earth. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? In other words, for God to have said that, the devil implying to him, when he was saying, I'm walking to and fro, up and down the earth, he didn't mean he just walking around just to be walking around. But he was seeking in each of our minds and in our spirits, in our physical bodies, in our mental body, and our spiritual being, seeing who is ready to drop by the wayside. Somebody that want to pick a flower here and pick a flower there. We get off that straight and narrow path and just sidestep for a while and say, it's all right that everybody else is doing it. At the moment you said everybody else is doing it, that when you know you're doing wrong. You're not supposed to be doing what everybody else is doing. He told you to come out from among them and be ye separated. In other words, stop doing what they're doing. Okay? Let me be able to tell you from the world. You don't mean come out from among them as physically leaving one another. But you're talking about come out for the things they're doing that you know in your heart is wrong. Glory be to God. And so the Lord said, consider my servant Job. There's none like him in all the earth. He's perfect. He's upright. He fears God and he eschews evil. Listen to God bragging on him, to the devil now. And Satan answered the Lord and said, Job feel God for nothing? In other words, Job is not fearing you just to be fearing you because he want to. He's fearing you because of what you've been doing. You got a hedge built all around. You got a hedge built around everything he got. Everywhere you turn, you are protecting him. You are seeing his work, seeing his hand and the substance of it, of the land have increased. You have blessed Job. He had all that he wants. And so God said unto Satan, behold all that thou hast is in thy power. You see, Satan can't do a thing to you if God doesn't allow it. That's why I keep saying, whatever's coming to your house, you can handle it. God is just testing you or allowing you to be tested. He allows the devil to show up and to show out. To see, so you can see just how you will handle it. You've been thinking that I can do this and I can do that, or I won't do this and I won't do that, until that time comes. And we find ourselves doing what we ought not do, saying what we shouldn't have said. And doing all that is wrong and evil in the sight of God. So God said, all he had is in that power. So on upon himself, put not forth thy hand. Job, God said, Satan, all that Job had, you can touch it, but don't touch my servant. And so he went through these tests. It's the day that the Lord said, when Job's children were having them a feast, and they invited the daughters to come feed them, and they were eating at the oldest brother's house. And the savings came and took away the sheep and the oxen, the she-asses that were feeding beside them. They take them and they have slain all the servants. Except me. I escaped to tell you. And before he can finish saying it, here comes another servant. Talking about killing now the she-asses and other animals. One after one after one. Kept on coming with bad news. Sometimes when it rains, it pours. Everything you get is a bad report. But here, hours may be spread over a day or two or a week. But all of this, Joe, was getting in within hours of one another. Bad news after bad news. Before he could finish, get over one thing, there's something else coming. And all the suffering they had, it wasn't no minor loss. There were great losses. 7,000 sheep, 5,000 sheep, camels, 500 sheasses and 500 forgot what the other one was. But they was all being lost. Now, to top it all, here come another report. The sons and the daughters were eating, and the wind came out of heaven and come from the four corners of the house and has slain all the people that's in the house. The sons, your daughters, all dead, and all the servants. Only one servant escaped. Job now rinsed his mantle, shaved his head, and worship God. Can you worship God in all this chaos? All the bad that's going on in today's world, can you still worship God? Can you pray for him to continue to take you through? But can you also give him some praises? Instead of giving him some complaints, can you be like Job? Praise God and worship him. The words that Job rinsed his mouth, shaved his head, fell down and said, the Lord God gave. The Lord has taken away. Said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return all of the days of my appointed time. I'm going to wait for the Lord to come. Job just worshiped him. Hallelujah. And then the sons of God came together to present themselves to the Lord one more time. And the devil came right back again. Every time you come to worship, the devil's coming with you. Don't lose track on that. But know that since he's there, you're going to show him, you're going to praise God anyhow. Something went wrong before I got to church, but I'm going to praise him home, and I'm going to praise him in church. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to be like Job. Nothing so bad, I can't praise God. And the Lord said, Satan, where you coming from? Satan said, up, moving up and down the earth. Going to and fro, seeking who I may devour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's looking for somebody. He's looking for anybody that will not do the will of God. Who's out there for a show. You need to be real, or you need to be still. Because the devil's going to show you up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God said, have you considered Job, my servant? Perfect and upright, one that eschews evil and fears God. And David said, Job, I mean, devil said to Jesus or to God, yea, but all that a man has will he give for his soul. I touched everything else I had, but I need to touch Job. And so God said, well, he's in your hand. You can touch him, all his body parts, but leave his life intact. Leave his soul alone. God allows everything to happen to you except when you're his, the devil can't have your soul. He can't take your life. Hallelujah. God has control. He can't do more, no more to you than God allows. Keep that in mind. Be like Job. The devil came and left from them, amongst them, and touched Job's body. From the soles of his feet, the word said to the crown of his head. touched him with balls and sores all over his body. They got the pot shear that scraped his skin. Hallelujah. Moving the dead flesh from his skin. Skin wasn't eating at his flesh. He was going through. Tell somebody, ask somebody, have you been through anything lately? And Job got so sick that he cursed the day he was born. He talked about it should never come about. In other words, he cursed being born. But he didn't say anything bad about God. He kept his integrity with God. He did not sin against God with his mouth, nor in his actions or deeds. His wife came and said, do you still maintain your integrity? You need to curse God. And Job said, you sound like a foolish one. You don't sound like a wife. Should I just get the good from God and don't get no evil? I realize you got to have these things in life. And God said that Job still worshiped him. Hallelujah. God gave. God takes away. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, all that you got is not yours. So stop claiming it. All that you got belongs to God. Because earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. And everything that's in here belongs to God. Be as Job. Be as Job. Give God praise. Give him worship. Give him glory and honor all the days of your life. No matter how bad it is, praise God. No matter how tough that you might get, praise God. No matter how bad the devil may get in your life and in your home, still praise God. Hallelujah. Lift God up. And let the world know that for God I live, for God I die. It's not for me, but it's for him. God bless you. You can be, keep in mind, you can be like Job. God bless you. We got the announcement coming after invitation. And one needs to come before the God at this time. He is here and he's waiting to for you to call on him. Call on him, he will deliver and he will satisfy your every need. God's communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say amen,
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 and amen.
Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.